Hare Krishna. Bhakta Sumon in London is asking, why is Lord Krishna's name considered more important than Lord Rama's and Lord Vishnu's? Does that mean that Lord Krishna is better able to elevate someone to the transcendental platform? Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the fountainhead of all other incarnations, which means that other incarnations only manifest a certain portion of his potencies. Lord Ramachandra manifests some. Lord Vishnu even less. Quantitatively, it's calculated that Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna's name is three times more potent than that of Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Vishnu's name is 1,000th of the potency of that of Lord Ram, or in other words, 3,000 times the repetition of Vishnu's name is equivalent to once the repetition of Lord Krishna's name. The implication of that is that because Abhinatva Nama Namino, there's no difference between the Lord and between his name. So the amount of potency that's manifest by the names of the Lord is equivalent to the amount of potency that those forms of the Lord themselves manifest. So yes, when we say that Lord Krishna's name is the most powerful and delivers love of God, whereas the names of Lord Ramachandra may liberate one, or the name of Lord Vishnu may free one from all sin, we indicate that by chanting Lord Krishna's name, one can attain all perfection, including love of God, and going back to Goloka Vrindavan, which is possible because Krishna is the only person who can give love for himself. These other incarnations can help qualify one to attain love for Krishna, but they cannot directly give love for Krishna. So it's for that reason we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Hare referring to Srimati Radharani, Krishna and Ram both being Krishna's names. One may think of the name Ram as referring to Lord Ramachandra, but as I've already indicated here, and of course that's repeated many times in Srila Prabhupada's books, the names of Krishna are more potent than the name of Lord Ramachandra. Rama also means Radha Ramana, as well as Lord Ramachandra. So if we chant Rama with the consciousness that we're chanting the name of Lord Krishna, then the greatest benefit is attained. And that is why the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, amongst all mantras, is the most powerful, and the direct gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought by the Lord from the spiritual world to us. Thus we are so fortunate, which was something that I was meditating on today as I was walking towards the Ganga and bathing in Ganga Devi, and seeing the unbelievable variety of followers and following that's going on here, not just Indians but Westerners, and for the most part many of them haven't a real clue as to what self-realization is really about. But certainly by the association of Ganga Devi, gradually they become purified, and at least they can see the different varieties of Vishnu worship, Ram worship, and then below that, demigod worship, how that fits into the overall Vedic system. And we're so fortunate that we have the topmost system, which gives us the benefit of all of the others, and we can also see all these other types of worship in perspective. Hare Krishna.